one down.
You're on tape.
Here, now we have eight.
Tim Shelby.
Oh, now I can.
All right. Welcome, everyone, to the...
I didn't say nothing this time.
Welcome, everyone, to the Executive Personnel Committee meeting, Tuesday, October 25th. With us here today, we have Councilman Smiley, Councilwoman Kilpatrick, Councilman Sheldon, Councilman Bell, Councilman Street, Councilman Weiner, Councilwoman Diller, Councilman Retta, my aide, Grant Firestone, and myself. Like to make sure everybody's had the opportunity to review the minutes of the October 11th meeting, and if so, we have a motion. Motion to approve.
Second.
Been seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? This has been approved. Moving on to item three, approval of staffing subcommittee. All right, we've had lots of ongoing discussion about the need for staffing, how best to handle staffing issues. We've had discussions in public forums. We've had discussions of completely different paths. At the last meeting, we had discussions led by Councilwoman Kilpatrick about suggesting that the possibility of her and Councilman Sheldon taking charge of that situation, which I greatly appreciate. So the idea is create a staffing subcommittee to investigate whether there's any need to take any action, whether there's any need to change procedure, whether there's any need to formulate procedures relating to staffing issues. Again, I've heard directly opposite thoughts on both sides of the aisle. So I think, you know, if they're willing, and I've talked to Councilwoman Kilpatrick and Councilman Sheldon, I know is a reluctant participant, but hopefully he'll add great value to the thought on that, because he participated before.
You're not running for nothing now, Tom. Now it's just us in the room now.
Hey, if you did it once,
you don't have to be nice.
You want to be as complimentary as possible. But no, the thought is to have this staffing subcommittee investigate these issues and then come back with a recommendation by January on what we need to do, if anything, to address staffing concerns. And that's my thought. Councilman Smiley.
I'm going to sound really dumb, which is nothing new, but just to make sure for clarity's sake, we're talking the same personnel issue that we were, correct? Because when you say staffing, I think of how many people do we need, because it doesn't say staff subcommittee. So I'm just clarifying, that's what we're talking about.
Yes.
Okay, as long as my name's not there, I'm fine.
Any other questions, comments, members of council? Councilman Weiner.
I'd like to register my ambivalence.
Okay.
Duly registered.
Duly registered. I'd like to welcome Councilman Hollins and
Thank you.
And
give
Councilman
me that word again. I want to use that later.
Ambivalence.
Just to wrap up for those just joining us, the idea is for this newly formed staffing subcommittee to come back with a recommendation or if and how we deal with an issue that's been identified to some folks as an issue. There's been suggestions on both sides of the aisle. I'd like Councilman Sheldon and Councilwoman Kilpatrick to really come back to us with a proposal. Do we need some change to the system, or is the current system fine, or how can we improve that system? So they're going to develop some guidelines for us and come back and report in 3 months to the Personnel Committee as a whole, and then we'll take action from there. Any other questions, comments, members of council? Councilman Cardiff.
Well, I just want to, I was late coming to me, and I just want to get clarity on the subcommittee. You know, recent example, we went through the whole issue of how the 2.5% pay cut was going to be apportioned and how we were going to handle that. I think it would be valuable to have, you know, a dedicated group of council members who would make a recommendation to the whole body on these issues. And in the past, I can tell you, for those of us who have been here a while, you know, we've had some pretty serious personnel issues, apart from the routine, which the corporate council, of course, has a role in this, that needed special attention. And I think having this particular subcommittee to address issues of particular concern is really a valuable thing, not only for council, but for the staff to have a place to go make their concerns heard in a setting that comes to the all of council as a recommendation.
Thank you, Councilman Cartier. And that's it. I mean, we want to make sure that the staff's concerns are addressed, but we also don't want to undermine the current structure of the staff and the clerk and the policy director and the assistant clerk. We want to make sure that whatever is put in place addresses those concerns and doesn't undermine the authority that they have in the office. So that, I hope, will be part of the, I'm sure will be part of the recommendation that we hear sometime before January. Councilman Smiley.
We can always waive our rights, let them organize and have a grievance procedure. Just a suggestion.
Any other questions, comments, Councilman?
Mr. President, just to make sure and come clarity here.
Yes.
Because I know there's going to be 15 complaints right after this today. We are not here, and I hope Councilwoman Kilpatrick, who said she'd be my staff. You did say last time.
I did.
She'll beat you with it.
I know, that's what I was going to say. I am the boss here, so no, you can't hit the boss. But we cannot undermine, I don't want nobody telling my aide, you know, telling my aide, this is what you should do. You know, everybody here is at will. We've actually picked everybody. Just letting it out for all the aides, basically. Don't come to us and say, okay, we want to change this, we want to change that, I want to work these hours. That still comes under the prerogative of the person that you're work for.
Right.
So I just want that on the record and actually written to everybody, because some aides are in here. And I know a couple right off the word get-go is going to say, well, he makes me do this or that. That is not what we're here for. And I want that specially made up and in an email form and sent to every one of them.
And Councilman Smiley, I think, has a point to that.
Yeah, I just want to clarify. We're 3 months away from any of that. My thing, the assignment, task, whatever you want to call it, is just for you two to investigate and decide if one is even needed. Am I right?
That's correct.
Okay,
so
that's
it's, that's yeah. Well, we can decide if it's even needed. That's what I understand. Because I'm waiting on somebody to get my aide to decide what her name is.
Councilwoman Dillard.
Mr. Smiley, I can't solve that problem for you, but let me.
See.
In the meantime, let me just bring up an issue that is of concern to me, and you know. While they're investigating whether we need one of these, let me tell you my concern. When we passed the budget last year, there was money in the budget for reimbursement for education for county employees. Sometime between when we passed the budget and when Renee applied for reimbursement on her graduate course, she's now told there isn't any money in the budget. So I think that's a real issue.
No, that is.
It is.
Yeah.
You know?
But those are the kinds... Well, I'm sorry.
Councilwoman Patrick and Councilman Smiley?
I mean, I would think that when we look at this, those are the kinds of issues that do we need it, and then what are the guidelines?
Exactly. I mean, I just want to raise that as something that I think we should be taking a look at.
Councilman Smiley?
And I just want to say, no disrespect to any personnel committee, I was one half of that original one. Right, and the nightmare still persisted in me for other reasons than you would think. But in a situation such as that, I don't see that as a personnel committee issue. If she applied based on that and put the paperwork in, and now it's not there, then your accounts person, I think that comes forward, and we look in our budget and make sure, because that's a contract agreement. As far as I'm concerned, that's a commitment, and I don't care whose aid it is. If they went to get the education, they filled out the paperwork, they did everything the way they were supposed to, and then all of a sudden the fund's not there, then I think we have an obligation to look to find them.
We have a
and I'm not sure whether you're talking about the county budget as a whole or council's budget.
No.
We have policy director Jim Boyle. Identify yourself,
Martin. I'm Jim Boyle, policy director. Now, just listening, it's an internal personnel committee. That issue you're talking about is not in our budget. Okay, that is an external human resources budget that item that was cut.
We
can go in.
I realize that, and may I speak again?
Councilman Dillard, please.
I mean, I realize that, but, you know, that is a place where the subcommittee could be very helpful in all of that. That staff know where to go to have that discussion, to start that discussion.
Councilman Street, then Councilman Bell.
The boss.
Councilman Street.
Any organization that's about improvement and making sure that your operation is contemporary has to be a proponent of staff development. And if you don't have monies available somewhere in somebody's budget to do staff development, then you're not on point as far as what I think is our responsibility. So, again, that's a discussion. I mean, the ball's in our court as a whole, as far as I'm concerned, not on the individual. I mean, most agencies and organizations require a specific staff development plan. And if you got staff reaching out that want to improve themselves, we should find a way, to the extent practical, to accommodate that, especially if it's specifically related to their everyday role.
Councilman Bell and Councilman Hollins.
And I would agree with that, and just to pick up on it, is I think that when you look at things that are covered under HR and the government as a whole, I think that, you know, was letters sent out saying that this funding would no longer be available as per a certain date in the budget year or whatever. These are things I think for the greater good of the council and all employees of the county should probably be addressed to HR and to our administration as to, because that's a major budgetary type thing. And if there's a policy decision that's been made on the part of this government not to provide it to its employees, then we certainly should know about it, and we should be able to follow up and see what it is. But I don't know that it's just an individual type thing. I think that when you start changing policy that affects all county employees as far as education, then we should be asking why or how did it come about.
I have Councilman Hollins. Do you need to respond immediately to that point, or can I thank Councilman Hollins?
I agree with both comments from Councilman Street as well as Councilman Bell, but moreover, I think if there's a grievance from someone on our staff, we have a responsibility to address it, whether we got a personnel committee meeting or not. To me, that's just a scapegoat. If there's a real issue out here, you mean to say we're just going to look the other way until we form some committee? My point is that when there are issues, this council has a responsibility. We have a executive personnel committee meeting slash personnel whatever, but we still have that responsibility. Responsibility is not lost because we don't have a designated personnel committee. We have a responsibility as we operate today to address those grievances and not wait.
I agree with Councilman Hollins, and to the extent that there is an issue that needs to be put on the agenda by any council member or their staff, please let us know, and we will gladly add that, if appropriate, to the personnel committee meeting. And we should not wait until the formation or the determination by the subcommittee. But yeah, please, let's bring it forward. There's no reason to wait. Councilwoman Diller?
I was just giving that as an example. Let me give another example of why I think we need a personnel subcommittee. I think that the next time we go, our staff goes into negotiations, I mean, for example, you know, once we got the feedback from other units within the county, you know, people had a menu of options that our people did not have in terms of dealing with the 2.5%. I think it would behoove us to take a look at, or have somebody who's keeping in contact on that issue with the administration to find out what are some other options. I mean, we don't know. Most of our aides tend to be young. They may be in a situation where, you know, having the salary reduction may be beneficial to them as opposed to the medical whatever.
Councilman Smiley.
I'm just going to say, I don't care whether you have a subcommittee or not. I'm going to take issue with the pay issue because we discussed in this room before anything was done. I did bring forward some of the proposals. We discussed that there was overtime. That's not applicable for our staff. And, you know, and we sat in here, and the staff, one was sitting right back here, asked for time. In 2 weeks, we got back together. Nobody brought anything forward. So an opportunity was there. And with all due respect, our staff doesn't negotiate. Want to organize them? I'm perfectly fine with that. However, I want to get back to, if your staff person has, if there is an issue there with wage, I'm sitting here right now, I'm telling you, I'll ask the policy director. Get with her, take a look, and if I got enough money in my office budget that can be moved, fix what's wrong.
Councilman Hollins?
I hate to revisit this, and with all due respect to Councilwoman Diller, but to that point, it was pointed out to council by council to council, we had the discussion in here about the concern of the disparities between unions, what they're getting, is there a menu of options, we ask over and over again on the floor. Again, I've argued to try to get council members to hold up on this because I wanted to make certain that we had looked at what the other organizations were receiving and so that we could, in fact, and council, the staff had another meeting and another vote, and then it was determined they didn't want to do the other option for whatever reason, and of course, I was disappointed, but it was their decision. So they made a decision on that issue after it was brought up, and we've had several discussions on the floor. I rest my case because there didn't seem to be any real interest on it, the point I was trying to make on behalf of the staff, from nobody.
I look forward to the subcommittee report.
Councilor to Council Doolin.
Carol Doolin, I'm not speaking for the staff, but I'm going to a little bit and not presupposing what they would say. But there are other people in the room right now, and they're here probably because this is an executive committee and there are other items of interest rather than an internal personnel committee. And my guess is that certain staff members did not feel comfortable coming forward and having a public discussion about their personal pay when nobody else who was affected by this had any public discussion. I'm just saying that on behalf of the staff.
Councilman Taggart.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just want to commend our attorney for her wisdom and her advice and expertise that she's offered us, and I think we should heed it right now.
Thank you, Councilman Taggart. Councilman Reddy.
Thank you. Well, the way I look at it, if the paperwork was filled out the way it was supposed to be done, and it went through HR, like our policy director said, that it goes to HR, I think that, that it should be looked into to HR and come back to us or have HR here explain why the pay, the reimbursement wasn't there. Because if that's, if they did everything right, I think it should go right through HR and be paid back the way it's supposed to be.
And it shouldn't wait 3 months.
Any other discussion from council on the formation of a subcommittee to explore recommendations for how do we handle these issues moving forward? Councilman Street.
I think council made the most compelling point as to why we need this. And I frankly had not thought about the fact that, you know, we're used to talking in public and doing this, that, and other. Everybody does not feel comfortable going in a room and talking to people and especially their personal business. So, you know, I argued last time against, and I guess, you know, I'm arguing this time for, because, you know, people need to have some, we need to develop the mechanism by which people can go and sit down and have a one-on-one, discuss their personal concerns and their personal unique situation to them. So I think that part of it is, as old folks say, fit.
Councilman Hollins.
And I would agree, but again, that point was made when we talked last week, is that maybe what we need to do is separate that for the same reason that council to council came forward. One of the concerns, as I hear, is the fact that they are co-joined and we are having these issues on the same agenda with everybody in the room. That point was made 2 weeks ago when we brought this issue up. I think all of this is correct, but I think we're just repeating ourselves, we're spinning our wheels here.
He just told me to shut up. I will.
Second.
Council Doolin and then Greg Wilson, I think I'm sure.
Greg just made a point that he thought there may be some confusion that the subcommittee would not be subject to FOIA, and it would be subject to FOIA, just like any other committee of this body. The difference is when you're advertising an executive meeting, the members of the public come to hear what's being spoken about, members of the executive branch come. In my, during my time here, when there was a separate personnel committee, nobody else showed up when it was internal to council. It doesn't mean it can't. It doesn't mean it's not public. It just means it didn't show. I don't know what happened since I left, but it is a public meeting.
Absolutely.
That was my point also.
Right, any other comments from members of the council or the public?
Legal minds think alike.
Ms. Shin, please say your name for the record.
Deputy Clerk. I just wanted to make one comment. I think we do need a personnel committee, but I think it's really important that whether it's a committee of the whole or a subcommittee, that the members remember and really educate themselves as thoroughly as possible on our council handbook. Because a lot of times, maybe getting people coming to you with problems and situations, and without being completely familiar with what our policy is, you may try to rectify it in a way that goes directly against what the rules that council has already established. So that would be something that you'd want to really be careful about, even to the extent of including the clerk or and council to council in those discussions.
I hope that's the goal. To include the clerk and council in that subcommittee discussion. Councilman Smiley.
You know, I'll just lend a little air of experience in that. And when you do address the issue and you do use the handbook and it's not what they want to hear, they will not be happy either. And they will go to the other person.
Any other comments from the public or council? Seeing none, do we have a motion to approve the staffing subcommittee for purposes of...
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
You say no.
We're thinking
right.
No.
Councilwoman Kilpatrick, Councilman Sheldon, thank you very much for taking this on. We look forward to hearing that recommendation, working with the clerk and council.
Glad they got it, the way they lobbied me.
Are you going to call you boss?
All right, moving on. Item 4, Ordinance 11-084. I'd like to, who's going to testify this from the administration? Anyone? This is coming back to us from... is this coming back from us after being reviewed by the Human Resources Board? Is that correct, Ms. Danner, if you want to...
Yes, Wendy Danner, County Solicitor. This was... if you recall, earlier when the negotiations started, there were several options that were placed in the code that we anticipated would be accepted by the unions. One of them was floating holidays. However, in the ensuing discussions, that was not an option that was utilized. Just to eliminate any confusion, we're just taking that phrase back out of the code that makes the reference to the floating holidays. This does change the HR provisions. It did have to go to the HRAB. And it's now back here.
Okay. And to be clear for the record, this doesn't change. Because nobody chose this option, this doesn't change the availability of floating options for any county employee.
Correct.
Any questions, members of council? Any questions, comments, members from the public? Seeing none, moving on to other. Any council person have anything for other? Seeing none, moving on to public comment. If you wish to make a public comment, please do so. Seeing none.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion's been made to adjourn. Do we have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned.
I'm glad I get back in time to catch all the business. So what's the bottom line on number this thing here?
Oh, you can come in here late and catch up.
You are the Grinch.
Text me.
Give me a hint.
Sorry.